Canada lifted its non-essential travel advisory in March and the pre-entry coronavirus testing requirement in April, but the vaccine requirements remain in place. Travelers must receive a full course, 2 doses, of a Health Canada-approved vaccine prior to entry to the country. Other countries have also dropped their pre-arrival testing requirements, and some of them have even dropped their vaccine requirements. If you plan on traveling south of the border, you must also be fully vaccinated. However, travelers to the United States must show a negative COVID-19 viral test result taken no more than 1 day before travel, or documentation of having recovered from COVID-19 in the past 90 days before they board their flight. Find out more information about the requirements. Some countries provide options for unvaccinated travelers. Thailand will allow unvaccinated travelers to enter the country by a 5-day alternate quarantine, or a no quarantine program if they have a pre-departure PCR test. While a pre-entry test is not required for fully vaccinated travelers, both unvaccinated and fully vaccinated travelers must show proof of COVID-19 insurance coverage. All visitors must have an approved Thailand pass to enter Thailand. Italy requires travelers to be fully vaccinated or show a negative COVID-19 test to enter the country. Countries that have set expiration dates for vaccines in 2021. A couple of popular tourist destinations announced that they were setting vaccine expiration dates for travelers, Austria and Croatia. Canadians looking to visit either destination must have received their first dose of an approved coronavirus vaccine no more than 270 days or 9 months prior to their trip. If their last dose fell outside of that time frame, they needed a booster shot. While the travel requirements for Croatia remain the same, Austria has amended its rules. Travelers may now show valid proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test or proof of recovery. A booster dose received at least 90 days after the second dose, or 14 days after a single inoculation with J&J, Janssen, will extend the validity of vaccination status for an additional 270 days starting on the day of receipt of the booster dose, according to the Austrian embassy. More countries have implemented expiration dates in line with other European Union members. Belgium has also implemented the 270-day expiration on vaccines. Every person traveling from Canada to Belgium must complete a passenger locator form, PLF, within 6 months prior to arrival. Canada is classified by Belgium as a red zone, and travel to the country is discouraged. The Czech Republic and Spain have also implemented the rule. France considers Canada a green country, meaning it has a negligible or moderate circulation of COVID-19. The country considers vaccination complete 7 days after the second dose of an approved vaccine or 28 days after one dose of the Janssen vaccine. Since February 1, however, travelers must have received a booster dose of messenger RNA vaccine no later than 9 months after receiving the last mandatory dose to have their vaccination considered complete. No matter where you plan to travel, make sure you check the travel advice and advisories page for your destination twice. Once when you are planning your trip, and again shortly before you leave.